This is Mikayla from customer support. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. Well, somebody finally came on the phone. I appreciate that. Ma'am, I put in my credit card number twice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time was the third time. And y'all keep putting me... I was on hold, and I was on hold, and on hold, and on hold. So finally, y'all just hung up. I won this kitchen aid mixer, but I guess it was about an hour ago or waiting, or more than that, maybe a little longer than that, because I was waiting on the phone for you all to come on the phone. But first you all said that you kept putting on that if I use a MasterCard, that you would get an extra something off,
mm-hmm.
right? But I don't, yes. You know, I didn't use my MasterCard because there's no money on my MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept using my Visa card. And then, I mean, I don't understand what's going on. What exactly is going on here? I mean, I done put my credit card number in this phone, and this is something I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
But why y'all did that? I mean, I don't understand that. What happened to my credit card number?
Well, what is it doing, ma'am? I'm not understanding.
I won the thing and I put my credit card number in.
Mm-hmm. Is it not going through for you?
I mean, I did it twice. I did it twice.
And it's not going through for you?
No, it don't go through because you all keep popping up on the screen here that something about a MasterCard. Get so much extra off if you use your MasterCard, but I didn't want to use my MasterCard because I don't have any more money on it.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I understand. So what you may have to do is because we may already have your order in our system, but it may just be on hold for payment. So what you may need to do is contact your banking institution whenever you get a chance and just tell them to allow it to go through because sometimes what they do is when you're not typically a person who places a lot of orders online, they put a hold on it thinking that it may not be you.
I don't ever place the order online.
Gotcha. So your banking institution may be hesitant about whether or not it's you placing this order. So you just need to contact them and inform them that it is you and they'll allow it to go through.
No, that's
well,
not
ma'am,
it.
We wouldn't decline
it,
your
I'm
payment,
telling
ma'am.
You what they're doing. Huh?
I said we don't decline the payment unless it's insufficient funds or if the bank and its institution itself is placing
you on hold. I didn't say you declined the payment. Every time I put the card number in and then the cup pop up on the screen, you'll get so much off if you use your MasterCard. What's the difference in a MasterCard and a Visa card?
There's no difference, ma'am. You should still be able to use it, which is why I'm saying
your bank
institution. That's
what I thought, ma'am, but it didn't go through because of that.
Okay.
But you have my credit card number in that, and I don't know how much y'all going to take out there because I punched my credit card number in there and my three-digit number on the back. And I don't know what y'all going to do with my card. So I would appreciate it if somebody give me some verification code or something.
Well, ma'am, if it didn't go through, then it's not in our system. But you can provide me with your zip code and first
and
last name.
How do I know it didn't go through?
That's why I just said I can check for you, ma'am, if you allow me to assist
you.
I'm not sure why it's doing that. Could you provide me with your zip code?
23224.
And what's your first and last name?
Sarah Randolph.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so we don't have a zero Randolph in our system, which means the order didn't go through, which also means you haven't been charged anything at this moment. Unfortunately, we don't place any orders over the phone or take any payment information. So like I was saying, if you're having issues online putting that through, I would say give it some time, maybe about a couple of hours before you go back in and try to replace it, and it should go through for you. If not, then it is your banking institution placing a hold on it, because there's no reason why it wouldn't go through other than that. Unless, you know, it's insufficient funds, but...
Insufficient funds. There ain't no such thing as no insufficient funds on my card.
Okay, ma'am, I'm just stating the reason that
it's like. That's why I didn't put it in the MasterCard, because I didn't have enough money on it. So I put it in the Visa card. I'm not crazy.
Ma'am.
No, y'all don't understand, because if any money come out of my doggone, off my credit card, somebody gonna get sued or get killed.
Ma'am, I just looked your account up. We don't have an account for you. So is there anything else that I can do for you, ma'am? Because I don't, we don't have an account for you.
Ma'am, why is y'all doing this? I mean, if I didn't win, why didn't you say I didn't win? Why do you make me go through all these changes of putting my credit card number in there and all that stuff? And then y'all gonna come up with some kind of old bullshit. I don't understand that. Why you do that? Just to have something on the dark on Facebook? That don't make sense. Why you do that?
Do what, ma'am? If you entered and tried to enter into a drawing, I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding what I can do for you, ma'am.
If I didn't win this KitchenAid mix-up, whatever, why didn't you all just say I didn't win it? I mean, why you make me go through the changes of putting all of my information on this thing and then nothing comes up?
Ma'am, if
every
you're unable to enter
okay,
into the drawing, that is, like I just said, if you're unable to enter into the drawing, is like, I'm trying to assist you, ma'am. I'm trying to let you know what you need to do to be able to enter into it. If it's not accepting your payment, typically is your bank is declining it. There's nothing that we can do about that, ma'am, but inform you to contact your bank. If there's nothing else I can do for you, ma'am, I do have other callers.
I'm sure you do. You know how long I've been on the phone? But I'm only on here because I want y'all to, I don't need y'all mix up, whatever it is. Just take my credit card number off.
Ma'am, you're not in our system. I already informed you of that, ma'am. The order never went through, ma'am. You're not in our system. So it's okay. You won't be charged anything. You're not in our system. Was there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Yeah, you can give me your name and your company and your telephone number.
This is a third-party call center, and the number, are you ready for the number?
Yes.
It is 855-425-4098.
And this is, y'all have something to do with Walmart?
No, ma'am, we're not affiliated with Walmart.
Well, why are you not affiliated with Walmart? Sign on the poster saying that
they may be sponsoring our company, ma'am, but this is a third-party call center, ma'am. They may be sponsoring it, but, ma'am, this is a third-party call center. We're not Walmart.
You don't have Walmart on the advertisement, ma'am. Walmart. I'm just concerned about my credit card number I put in.
Well, ma'am, we do not have your information in our system, ma'am. I can assure you that I do not have your system.
Why
would
they take all kind of money off my account? And then I ain't gonna be able to contact nobody? Would you put your card number in there and then wouldn't be able to contact nobody? I mean, why are y'all two people like that? I'm sure
okay, I can try looking that up another way for you, ma'am. Could you provide me with the last...
Well, if you didn't want to talk to me, put me a supervisor, somebody on the phone. You can't talk to me no more. You gotta come to me. Put me in food.
Hello, ma'am. This is Sarah. I'm one of the floor. Hello, ma'am. Hello, ma'am. This is Sarah. I'm one of the floor supervisors here. I'm gonna try to find your account here today.
What could you find?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to try to assist you today and help you try to find your account. Have you already entered in your card information for an order?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So what I'll try to do is, since she has tried everything else other than the first six and last four of the card, so I will try the first six and the last four of that card so I can try to find the exact account that you were.
She didn't try anything.
Okay. Can I try the first six and last four of your card?
4784.
Okay, that's four numbers. I need the first six digits and the last four digits of the card that's being billed, please.
18.
I'm so sorry, ma'am.
4,
I didn't 7, understand.
78418.
Okay, and the last four?
God, that might as well begin with the whole number.
Ma'am, there's definitely 15 numbers.
My name is Sarah M. Randolph. Why you got? I mean, you can't find me through my name.
Would you like me to help? Would you like me to help you today, ma'am? The only way I could possibly help you is by at least trying it with your card. That's the only way I can do here. She tried it with your phone number. She's tried it with your first and last name and your zip code.
She didn't try anything, ma'am.
Okay, can I get the last four of your cards so I can better assist you today to try to see if there's an account in your name, please?
750.
I'm sorry?
3050.
Okay, thank you so much. I understand you're frustrated, ma'am, but we basically have to try to find an account first.
I'm frustrated. I mean, I don't understand.
Okay,
I didn't win the thing. It don't make any difference to me.
How much were you billed, ma'am? Hello? How much were you billed?
I don't have no idea how much it was. It was $295.
Okay, I don't see where anything went through yet. Did you just do it today?
Tonight? Where are you all?
We're in Santa Ana, California. Usually it can take 2 to 3 hours for the order to actually go through. What time did you do that, ma'am? You may have the wrong customer support number, but I tried it with your card and I didn't.
Ma'am, you all had a great big display, looked like at a Walmart of a
Right, I understand that. I listened to you tell her that. Yes, ma'am. We're not affiliated with Walmart at all, though. So it may have been something that was advertised through Walmart. Once you click on the advertisement, it takes you to a totally different website, which was most likely ours.
Just make sure, just take my credit card off there.
We don't have anything with your card, ma'am.
I don't care if it ain't but a dollar or 50 cents. Just take my credit card number off there.
Okay, well, we don't have anything billed, ma'am, so there's nothing to take off. But you can enjoy your night, and thank you so much for calling customer support.
Okay, well, what is your phone number, and what is the name of this company?
We're a third-party call center. We service over 300 different other products. I would have to find the account first to see exactly what company you ordered from. But since I can't find an account, I wouldn't know exactly who you ordered from.
I told you what it said. It said Walmart.
I understand. Well, we're not Walmart, so you may have the
it
wrong customer
Walmart,
support number.
It said Walmart was overstocked.
Okay. You may have the wrong customer support number, ma'am. You may need to reach out to your bank regarding another customer service number due to you having the wrong one.
What did you say?
You may need to reach out to your bank to get a different customer support number. This is not the support number for Walmart.
Well, what is
Thank
your
you
number?
So much. It would be the number you just contacted
number?
Us on, ma'am.
You know what? Ma'am, you know what?
What, ma'am?
You're going to be very sorry for what you just did.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your holiday, and thank you so much for contacting customer support.
Oh, Lord. Now, that's something I want to wish you.